Sal's given her home a camouflage makeover.
Lovely.
She paid for it with a new Barclaycard Platinum credit card, so she'll pay no interest on purchases for up to 21 months, helping her spread her costs. Now she's found a way to pay for her makeover. Sadly, she can't find anything else. Where's my phone? Where's the door? What you buy is your business. Helping you pay less interest is ours. Check if you're eligible at barclaycard.co.uk. Barclaycard. Make money work for you. Representative example. 24.9% APR representative variable. 24.9% purchase rate per annum variable based on £1,200 credit limit. Subject to application, financial circumstances and borrowing history. New customers only. T's and C's and exclusions apply.
When it comes to ensuring your company has top-notch security practices, things can get complicated fast. Vanta automates compliance for ISO 27001, SOC 2, GDPR and more, saving you time and money. With Vanta, you can streamline security reviews by automating questionnaires and demonstrating your security posture with a customer-facing trust center. Over 7,000 global companies like Atlassian, Flow Health, and Quora use Vanta to build trust and prove security in real time. Claim 10% off Vanta at vanta.com/go. That's VANTA.com/go for 10% off Vanta.
Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I'm not threatened by anything.
But, no, well, that's exactly.
But I did not prepare to have it myself.
It removed the spotlight from him. So that's what.
That's what the hell are you even talking about? Spent 30 years in the shade over here. That's why I'm so pale. Jesus Christ.
It's driving my life. And then, right before the show, yes. I went through every trash bag in the household. Now, you might think these are
looking
mundane
for
tests.
Breakfast?
No.
Do you remember the Karnak bit, Turner and Hooch?
No, I don't.
He said, Turner and Hooch. And then he...
Turner and Hooch.
What is the least polite thing to do at a nudist colony?
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Rob, I have a technical question for you.
Excellent.
Do you hear me as we're ramping up with the countdown? Do you hear me? Can you hear me through your headphones?
If
I'm doing anything, clearing my throat, and
no.
He can't.
No, during the countdown, no one can hear you.
Oh, bummer. Because I was as it was going, pum, 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 pum.
Yes.
I was going like this. I was going like this. On every beat, I was going pum, ba, da, bum, ba, dum, ba, dum. And I was.
Oh,
shaking
you were shaking your magic mind.
Because, look, I know we get. I'll pull back the curtain.
Thank
we
you.
Get what are called test runs on the Mike O'Mara Show, where a new sponsor will buy a couple of test spots to see how they do, and we give it our all for them because it's, you know, the key to successful advertising is frequency and buying yourself a big fat schedule that so we can talk about you all
saturation.
The time.
Saturation, you got to let people think about it.
I have to say something. Yeah. Yesterday in the household, I was a whirling dervish. I have conquered my garage organization now.
What was the most impressive advance you made in your garage?
The metal pegboard for my tool organization.
That's great.
When Rob says that's great like that, he means he could care less, but that's okay.
You see, that's you projecting. You think that it's not a big deal.
God, you're loud today.
I know your garage.
Do you see, Josh, have you learned how Rob, when he does a mic check, goes, hi, how are you? And then when he comes on the show, it's that volume.
I've turned my headphones down, yes.
We all have microphones, Rob. We all have microphones. So you don't have to yell at me.
Mike, you have to excuse the fact that I'm very excited about the new metal in your garage. You can't ask a man not to be enthusiastic.
I am so... It has to be this stuff. I'm sorry. I'm giving them a little extra because I do
magic
believe.
Mind.
I said, what is? I organized the garage yesterday. I'm on my way to a second day of garage organization, and in general organization, that is just, it's driving my life. And then right before the show, yes, I went through every trash bag in the household. Now you might think these are
looking
mundane
for
tests.
Breakfast.
No. No. I went through because it's trash day at the North 40 here.
Yes.
And what was I doing? And then I took my windscreen and I go and I laundered my windscreen because even though it's just me that uses it,
right,
I like a nice antibacterial scent on my windscreen. That's what I did. And as I'm doing that, I'm like, oh, we're out of paper towels. And I go to get the paper towels and I said something to my wife that I would never say to her. There are three or four of them left, four rolls left. I said, we're going to need more paper towels. These are things I don't do. And I said, I am becoming so organized. I said,
What is
the difference?
Mm-hmm.
What is going on? And the only outlier, the only outlier that I can, I'll do my favorite shot here. The only outlier I can see, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
Oh, it doesn't work. Oh, yes, it does. No, it doesn't. Yes, it does. No, it doesn't.
Maybe you should put some magic mind in your computer.
Yeah, that proves it. I'm full of crap.
No, you're not.
What the hell?
Just because your camera got reset doesn't mean that you're not focused. The fact that you're actually noticing it, that
well,
shows
you have
the focus.
My camera. How come my camera's locked? How come I can't unlock it? I don't understand. So
I don't
we're
going to
stop
camera.
Talking about that. I'm diminishing the message here that
no,
Magic
not.
Mind, which says it's great for a sharper mind, lower stress, better energy. I don't think I've ever been this organized. And this feeling of this liberating feeling of it might have started when Josh was here and he organized things.
It doesn't
might have
hurt.
Started that way, you know.
But the
I'm also
mind,
maybe a little ADD because like a bell goes off or a light goes off on my phone. I'm like, what was that?
Well, you're just more focused. You're more aware of your surroundings. Magic Mind was described by your wife, Mike, yesterday on social media outlets as an orgasm for your brain.
Yeah, that's overstating it. That's
well,
just
I mean, hype. It's all
that's
I've hype. Got. So.
Here we go.
Okay, here goes.
It's got to be this stuff.
It's so good.
They sent a case of it, and it's in the refrigerator. And anyway, Josh, I hope that they re-up with us because I'd love to talk about them, and I hope you get this to them. Because that's the way I feel. That's the thing that's changed in my world. I am not kidding you. And today, I'm going to put a bike rack for the car out on the wall, a really simple thing to mount the bike rack for the back of the car.
Oh, so it's not a bike rack that carries your car.
Mm-hmm.
You were vague.
No. You don't exercise, so you don't really know what I'm talking
about. Nope.
But it makes sense with the Magic Mind because they say that you feel the effects on day one, but really a few days in is when you start to really feel it.
Yes.
So, it makes
constant.
Sense. Your weekend.
And that's great. It's wonderful. And I'm excited about
Have
it.
Have you cut out napping?
No. Good. But you have to remember yesterday I'd had adult beverages the night before.
Yes.
Did I say that yesterday on the show?
No, probably but not. I think
because
I
was
we
so
all knew
bad
it.
I had to cover it. What?
I think we all knew it.
What do you mean you all knew? Why?
Oh,
because
it
you kept talking about, it's Monday. Monday. And you were a little towards the
but
end of
Tuesday
the show.
Tuesday is not as bad.
No.
Even though the song, and by the way, my new glasses that I'm wearing right now really kind of makes me look like.
No,
see,
I love that you, everything. I see them every night when I watch Murder, She Wrote. Those are great glasses, JB.
There they are. Josh doesn't know the camera in here, so I'm just curious why it would be locking, you know.
You've had better luck with it in the past.
Right, I'm going to do that, and then I'm going to do that.
Ah.
There you go.
There, you see, what'd you do? You fixed it.
Yeah, but it focused on the backdrop.
Yeah, you need to do it again. Go out and come back in. Magic
there it
mind.
Is.
Love it.
So I really just wanted to pass that along because that is... That's exciting to me. And that's it. I just wanted to say that. And I get crap for it. The other thing I wanted to say is a note to the Mike-hating website that has banned me.
Hey, Mike.
What?
I have a suggestion when you're holding up and it's blurry.
Yeah, Carly, you're off mic now, and you're really diminishing the show.
Her audio is blurry.
Would you like to show everybody? Yeah. Would you like to come in and just show? Come on.
No.
Come on, give him a peek. Give
come on, Carla.
Peek.
You're part of the show.
Stop it.
Carla's fresh out of the shower with that towel look, you know, with the towel on the head.
Love that.
Yeah, you look cute.
Like Three's really Company.
Listen, please just, Lena,
no,
I beg you.
I have some important information.
The views will go through the roof if you come in looking like that.
I have some important information.
But you got, well, here, take the microphone. Let me turn it on for you.
But be careful when you hold the mic that you don't drop your towel.
Hold on. Hold on just a second. Hey, you don't, you know what? Pervy Lino, I swear to God. Yeah, I swear to God. I'm surprised you don't have a sign in your front yard. I really
do. It says, buy Magic Mind.
Carla?
Yes.
All right. So what did you
want better.
To say?
So I have some important information. When you are showing the Magic Mind or anything and you want a close up and it's blurry, so what you're going to do is you're going to hold it up with your fingers at the top. Okay? Like, hold it like this.
No, I'm holding it like this.
I think he's doing a great job. I don't like to go against Carla, but I think he's doing it perfectly.
Yeah, so you have to put your hand behind it. No, hold it with one hand.
I'm doing it fine.
No, if you don't want it to have, like, if you want it to focus in, you need to hold it by the top and then put your hand behind
it. No, the reason it's blurry, you don't know this, it focuses on my backdrop when I'm not holding it up.
I understand that.
Yeah,
so,
I had forgotten to pick the entire thing up, you see.
Well, anytime that you do have an issue, you just put your hand behind it and it will focus in on the object.
So try, Mike, let it focus on the backdrop and then try to bring your hand into the shot.
Okay.
See if it fixes it.
Okay, now we got a perfect focus on that.
Okay, now put your hand behind. Well, that's better.
Okay, so you're
but you're technically right.
Yes.
Well, no, I don't give her that. I think technically you
Rob, listen.
I think my favorite part of the show today so far is when Mike turned to Carla and said, you don't know.
You don't know. That didn't work.
No, you have to put your hand behind it. If I wasn't in this towel, I would come and show you.
Just say, just really quick.
No, are you sick?
And you've got matching towels.
I do.
You've got a matching towel.
Is that code?
Just you don't have to put your whole body in.
I have to
Lean in. Just lean into the camera shot for 5 seconds,
no.
Please.
I love you. Bye.
I've never asked you for
anything
more. Just for a second. Just to see the head. Just to see. God damn it. Hey, Carla, one more thing.
Mike, king of the castle.
Carla, one more thing.
What are you doing?
Carla, please come here.
She's going to kill you. Oh, no.
Fun with the video today, ladies and gentlemen.
Exactly.
Video. That's great
video.
Jerry Todd.
Don't you know that what Mike had done is he had actually moved his camera to the door. So if Carla had come back, we would have seen her. Don't you know if that had played out, she would have killed you.
She might not have liked it.
No.
She might not have liked it. Because, you know, if I'd shown that shot, you know, it would have been, well, what would you have seen?
Stripping down butt naked, bending over, all you could see was cellulite hanging in pubic hair.
Oh, no. I don't think we would have seen that.
Yeah, that's the news.
So you got my email, which is great.
Thank you.
Stripping down butt naked, bending over, all you could see was cellulite hanging in pubic hair.
I would go, you know, if he preached at a church, I'd go see him.
Hey, Soroka.
Yeah.
Oh, by the last name now.
How are things going up in the Great White North? Did you enjoy the game last night?
Yeah, Orioles played a great game yesterday.
Okay.
I got caught awkwardly on TV.
You did? What did you do?
The cameraman told me to wave at the camera. So I waved at the camera, and then I realized that it's really stupid to wave at a camera at a ball game.
Why?
So they come back from commercial break for the Oriole game, and I'm there in the concourse doing this.
Was that the Orioles telecast?
Yeah, it was the Orioles telecast.
So did any of your pals see you? Did your brother see you?
I got a lot of people sending me the video.
Oh, my God. Please, will we be able to get it?
Oh, we have it. It's not anything. It is so visual. doesn't really work for
it's
the
two
podcast.
Seconds.
What the visual for the people that watch the video? I'd like to see it briefly.
Josh, do you have it handy?
I can find it.
Thank you.
All right, please. I mean,
he does look like a good sports fan, though.
In what way? What's your point? Have you seen it, Rob?
Yeah, he sent it to me last night.
I sent it to Rob because I said, let me get out ahead of this before anyone else sends it to Rob since I'm getting flooded with it.
So you have it, Rob?
Yeah, I have it as a text, so it's not as an email, so it'd be hard to bring
it. Did you load it into your machine?
I did not.
Okay.
Why I didn't not? Know it would come up because I didn't think
I
it
didn't
was...
I didn't know it would come up.
Right. And
he's going into freeze mode. He's going into freeze mode right now. I just think it would be worth just taking a peek at it. That's
okay,
all.
Then we'll take.
I didn't realize it was the state secret between
it's
you
not
two.
Not a state secret at all. You
well,
you
then why
feel
don't
unincl-
you think? Why don't you think it's worthy?
Because it's about a second and a half.
Yeah, it's
and there's no audio.
All right, but that doesn't have to be audio to be.
No,
I was
you're
just
right.
Showing the magic
I stand
mic
corrected,
shot.
But right. It's just you know, it's
just trying to entertain people. It's all every day. It's all I try to do. Just try to make the show interesting. That's what I care about, and I'm interested. I think of myself as a listener first, and so when I think of Josh being on the telecast, happy yes. Josh in his favorite place in the world, a ball game. Am I right about that? By the way, are you in your happy place when you're in the ball yard?
Yes.
Okay.
No, that's definitely. Right.
That's why your podcast is, section 143. What is it?
336.
Section 336. That's it. And now I'm waiting. Now it's become a quest.
No, he'll bring it up. You know what he did say about the ballpark is he said that it's sort of a lie that Canadians are over polite. There was too much poutine and the worst hot dog he's ever had.
Okay, so let me ask you this, because this sounds like quite a show that you mm-hmm. two had before we went on the air. I mean, too much poutine.
You see that?
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead, play it.
All right. Orioles at Rays, it says. And they're back from the break. And <Josh.
laughs> how did you not think that was? Let's play it again. Can you maximize that a little bit?
I don't know. Let me see.
All right, let's see if you can do it.
I don't know. I lost the screen when I hit that, so I don't
know
what
want
you see.
That.
How did you, Rob?
What?
I know what Rob was. Rob thought you might be embarrassed by that.
No, I made some judgment, and you know what? We disagree on things. Trust me, I know this. We disagree on things, but I didn't think that was a valid clip to bring to the show.
You know what it is, Josh.
Oh, now he's got it solved, Josh.
Rob is threatened by you.
I will say I sent it to Rob thinking it's probably show worthy because
you go.
It was so ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm not threatened by anything.
That's exactly
But I did not prepare to have it myself.
It removed the spotlight from him. So that's what. That's
what the hell are you even talking about? Spent 30 years in the shade over here. That's why I'm so pale. Jesus Christ.
No, it's worthy. I don't know what clouded your judgment on this issue. It's beautiful. I want an edit, and I want it done with a fresh chamois or whatever Judge Smale says.
Strip
that.
All that wax off and
just
buff it.
You. I thought it was adorable. So that is your happy place at the ball yard. And you've gone to Toronto to see the Orioles play, cool.
I'm going tonight. There's not many Oriole fans, so I have a chance to redeem myself, maybe with something other than a wave.
So you said too much poutine. So obviously that's the staple they sell at the ballpark, by the way, is a wonderful treat. I love poutine. It's great.
Yeah.
But when you said the as far as
– the hot dog?
The politeness, because Rob alluded to the fact that they're not that polite, and I'm curious about
that. I assumed that was a foregone conclusion that the Canadians were a friendlier, more polite society.
They are.
For the most part, they are nice. And the employees and all are nice. But like anywhere, you get rude people. Now, I don't know. There's a lot of people that come over the border, like from Buffalo and stuff, for the Blue Jay games. So it might be Americans that are the rude ones just blended in.
Okay.
But it's like anywhere. There's rude people everywhere.
Take that, Buffalonians.
God, where was I over the weekend where I was bumping into Rudy Rudes? Everywhere. I am blocking on it. Oh, now listen, this is where, look, I can enhance them, but I'm not going to. Where is my magic mind now?
You really don't remember where you were this weekend?
I'm trying to remember where I was, where people were being over the top. Oh, the bad place. The bad place.
Oh, the casino.
The bad place. Just absurd. Just absurd. Like death. When you come up in back of someone and you say, excuse me, shouldn't they acknowledge you in some way instead of keeping their back to you and just taking a half a step out of your way when you're trying to get by? That's where, if you want to see the rudest of rude, casinos are probably in the top five easily, in my humble opinion.
Well, because most people statistically are losing money. They're not happy.
Yeah, you're probably right. But it's still, I mean, you can, if you say, excuse me, you're being polite. It should be acknowledged. But
yeah,
the Canadian people, you know, at the ball game, probably a crowd intensive environment. I just find my experience with Canadian people that they are nice. But at the same time, one of my Canadian friends has a thread about Happy Valley that he's not happy with the way it's being run, and it's relentless.
Really?
And it's negative, and it's relentless, relentless, relentless. I mean, on an at least every other day. But by and large, Canadians are, you know, I've always been a big fan of. I have a lot of friends that are Canadians.
They put up that sort of facade to fool you. And then, Mike, this thread that your Canadian friend has that's relentless, yes, this makes
really
perfect
sense. I'd really rather not continue on it.
What
I
he's
really,
doing, Mike,
I, see, what he's doing to me now is divide
and conquer. Once he sets up factions in the country club, he'll be able to take over like that.
It's casual observances. That's what
now, I did learn one thing yesterday on why maybe the Canadians are nicer people. I was, while at the waiting for the game to start, I was scrolling Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed I had a lot of things blacked out.
Scrolling.
And I tapped on it, and it came up with an error saying that Canadian internet does not allow news to be posted on Facebook. So any type of news story would get blacked out on Facebook when I was in Toronto.
That's interesting. Right. Do you think they do that to cut down
to delude the citizenry, Mike, so they can be led?
I'm sure it's a like misinformation type thing. It says this content isn't available in Canada in response to Canadian government legislation.
So news, what you're saying, it was censored.
Can't be viewed on Facebook.
Yeah, it was censored, much like Rob censored your video clip from the Orioles broadcast.
Yes, but it's, Mike, but because it was government. For the better good of all people that we censor.
Would you like to explain why that missing that clip of Josh was for the good, for the better of the show?
No, because that was a joke. I don't. It doesn't make any difference to me. Oh, burn up.
Whoa, burn up from me. Well, so your overall experience in Canada, positive?
Overall positive. We're having a great time.
Okay.
So sometimes it's easier just to focus on the few little negatives.
That's right. Welcome to the show, Josh.
There you go.
Capture the motion of the show. That's right. Don't get happy. Right. Any big plans before? This is your last day up there, right?
Yeah. Today is actually my anniversary.
Oh, happy anniversary.
How many years?
Two.
Good job. That's
to
excellent.
Go.
Do you have
a lot of second anniversaries.
Right.
Thank you. You don't need to pick on me more. How about finding the happy anniversary song? All right.
Because if I play it, you say, that's old. Find something new.
No, I like the old one.
The Flintstones.
Yes, go ahead, Josh.
So we're going. So she's working half day today. So after this, we're going to go downtown. They've got a nice aquarium here, apparently.
You're making her work on the trip?
Lunch. I'm working. She's working. It's what
he's
we're doing.
Working right now, and that's by the way, and, the wonderful world of computers.
So we're gonna go down to the aquarium. Nice lunch downtown. Maybe go up the CN Tower, which is that big tower.
Oh yeah,
he did another Baltimoreism. I love listening to this man. We're gonna go up the CN Tower. We're going to go up the CN Tower and check things out. She's in the corner typing.
Right. Yeah. And then we're going to go another ball game tonight. Go see the O's.
Okay. All right. And I take it they won last night. I didn't check. I didn't look at my scores.
Mike, I when I got up to pee, I checked the score because I wanted to make sure he was having a good time.
Yes. Okay.
And they did. Was it 7-2?
Yes.
Yeah, they've got a team, boy. They got an all-star team right now in Baltimore. Do you have the anniversary song yet?
I will in a second, Mike. But what we can do until then is talk.
I'd rather make a ticking sound like a clock waiting, even though I don't.
That's because you're Mr. Showbiz.
I am Mr. Showbiz, just like, yeah, absolutely. I'll play one of your other clips that you sent me.
Thank you.
Sent me this one, too. Listen up.
Well, my sister went around and looked in the toilet. She's like, I ain't never seen nothing like it. It's a baby.
There you go.
Oh, happy anniversary.
There it is.
Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary.
Now you've made me happy.
Pour a cheerful toast and fill
doubtful,
it.
Doubtful.
No, anniversary. You've made me happy. Stop it.
You don't spill it. Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary. Knock it off.
Alan Reed. You know, one of the greatest things about that episode is that the piano salesman in that episode is voiced by Frank Nelson, the guy who goes, ooh, yes.
Is that the Flintstones that's from?
Uh-huh. He did a lot of voice work for the Flintstones.
Rob was planning on playing that on our, is it 32nd anniversary? Is that what it was?
Yeah, 31st? It was 32. Oh.
32nd anniversary.
The show that didn't happen?
But it just didn't happen. Yeah, and I like that there was there was an outpouring of love that morning. Mm-hmm. Right before the show should have aired about how our anniversary was going to be great.
Hey, you know, since we haven't didn't play it that day, now we get a second play for it. Play it a second time because you know what? It's our 32nd anniversary and we never got to hear the song that we like so bad.
I wish you had told me you wanted it again a moment ago.
Did you put it away?
Did you file it away, Mike?
Yes, stellar organization that you
Mike,
have.
Mike, I can distract you with some horses.
Oh, they're out on the track
warming up.
The track. The horses are on the track.
Now you said that there would be trotters later, right?
Yeah, there's trotters at 7 p.m. tonight.
Mike, for you.
Happy anniversary, pour a cheerful toast and fill it. Happy anniversary.
Correct me if I'm wrong, Rob. During the cartoon, they had their heads raised up, right?
It was Fred's anniversary, and he was going to buy a piano for Wilma, and I think he got involved with some No Goodniks, and there was a problem.
All right, knock it off.
That's Fred.
That
Fred
is
Flintstone,
Fred.
Voiced by
Alan Reed. And there was another guy later. I can't think of his name offhand. But
who voiced Barney Rubble?
Oh, that was always Mel Blanc.
Mel Blanc did that.
Yeah.
As a
matter of fact, there are two versions of the story. But in 1964 or 5, Mel Blanc was in a horrible car accident. On Dead Man's Curve, the song that Jan and Dean did was about this stretch of road in Hollywood. And he was in coma. And he was not responsive. In a coma. He was comatose.
But you said in coma.
Yeah, messed up.
I thought that was like a new way of you saying something.
No, it is a new way because it's wrong. But he was in a coma. And he was, you know what? It's like he's in hospital,
labor.
Yeah, or he's on vacation, or what is it? There's another one about on holiday.
Going to university.
Yes, but he was unresponsive until the doctor spoke to him, and there are two versions of the story. One is that he came out of the coma in the Bugs Bunny voice, and one is that he came out in the Barney Rubble voice.
Oh, that's
so depending
cool.
what you believe, but he was Mel Blanc. Jack Benny, who worked with him, old radio comedian, once said, there are only five real people in Hollywood. The rest are Mel Blanc.
That's amazing, because he was so prolific, and they worked him to death. As far as the road trip to see the Baltimore Orioles play on the Toronto Blue Jays, how would you rate that stadium up there? I mean, it's a good one, right?
I was blown away. Yeah,
really?
It's really nice. Now, because it's old. It's 1989. Now, I did learn they did a bunch of renovations a couple years ago.
So last year. That's the one that's got the dome, right? That closes?
Yeah.
Right?
It's got the hotel out in center field.
Where people got jiggy with it one time and got caught on TV, I think.
Probably so.
Because it overlooks the field, and I think there were a couple of incidences that I read about at one point of people, you know, being in various stages of undress there.
So. Well, they were very big fans of baseball.
Yeah, the windows of your hotel room are part of the stadium. So that's
so cool.
Makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's so cool. I'd love to go.
They should
there.
Do that at Camden Yards.
It was $850 a night was the cheapest one I saw that did that.
Oh, to overlook the stadium.
Yeah.
And Camden Yards, which was attached, built around a warehouse. Yes. I was always curious about that warehouse and why it wasn't repurposed for a little more fan interaction. Are those offices up there?
Yeah, there's a bunch of offices up there, but they also have offices from like outside businesses that rent space in there.
Okay, so it's a money-making opportunity.
Yeah, Camden Yards needs an update. Mm-hmm. As lovely as it is still beautiful, though.
It's
still beautiful, but it needs updated for more fan experiences.
Okay.
I was there, last summer for the Paul concert, and it is a great, great venue. And
how was it to see a concert at Camden Yards, Rob? How was that?
Great.
Was that good?
It was great. I was, they put the stage essentially where home plate is. So you've
okay,
got
so
all the people.
That's how they did it. I was going to ask
and
you.
And then,
that.
But no, I no. had seats on the field.
They put the stage in center field.
No, not for Paul, because it was all backed up against.
So then all the seating, they don't use the seating in the stadium?
They do. I thought it was at home plate. That was the impression I got. Maybe I'm wrong, but it was in a corner. Thank you, Mike, Magic Mind.
But Rob?
Also,
maybe
the entire field was covered, so you couldn't tell where there were lines. I assumed it was at – but that's where all the signage and stuff was. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. But it was great. The sight lines were great. Sound was amazingly good. And being on the field was fun. So was,
I'm not a big concert goer, but I would always love the concept of going to a ballpark to see a concert as opposed to a football stadium. I'd like to go to a ball yard, a traditional one, Wrigley, Fenway. Yeah, they have a lot of concerts.
They've really improved the sound in situations like that, where it used to be very echoey and hard to take, but now it sounds great. So
that's cool.
I had a good time.
The stage was in center field.
Okay.
I got a picture right here.
So I got it backwards.
So that way they could use all the seats aimed at the stage.
Okay.
So
that makes sense. But are there not seats that also face home plate if they were to set it up in that corner?
I think we've identified why you used to have trouble during Little League games.
Mike, you're giving me a tremendous, tremendous compliment by saying
that you would
I was at a Little League game.
Yeah, that's funny. Rob, run the other way. Run the other way.
Then the braces fell off.
Run, Robert, run.
But
run.
You know what? I knew every song he played. So I guess I didn't know. I didn't know the right things for the ballpark.
Here you can see the stadium and how they have it set up in center field.
Okay.
I think the excitement of the concert probably...
I see me.
Yeah, the excitement of the concert probably got you disoriented. That's
probably
what it was.
And there was a lot of walking around to get on the field. There were special entrances and stuff like that.
You get good seats?
Yeah, very good. I was like maybe 25th row on the field.
I have a question for you, Rob Spiewak. Is there a summertime concert that you have a particular interest in? Is there anybody big that's coming that you are excited about this summer?
Well, I still have my buddy end quote that I'm going to see ELO with. That's in September. Looking forward to that. My call out and ask for a friend concert. You're not into ELO? It's supposed
to be
a great show.
I am not. It's not that I'm not into ELO. And I remember I've seen the Electric Light Orchestra in concert with an opening act. This is how big ELO was. The opening act was Hall & Oates.
Wow.
I think I'm right about that. It's going back a long way, so I could be wrong, but I don't think I'm wrong about that. It was Hall & Oates and ELO. I'm just saying, at this stage of the game, even ELO being as famous and as big as they are, they're not as big as other acts that might be touring. And when I hear you say that's the main concert... I don't know.
You know, there is one that was announced today that's going to be in the fall, which is Cyndi Lauper's farewell tour. I think that might be very cool.
I've got that in the news today, so we'll talk about that one. We can do it in the news, but we have time to do it really quickly here when we have the Cyndi Lauper story. On the Don and Mike show, you're the show historian. You could probably, and you loved it when I would get my balls busted. So can you articulate exactly what happened with me and Cyndi Lauper and how it went down?
I was thinking about that this morning, and I was easily...
I dissed Cyndi Lauper saying, you guys had arranged to have... Not was it perform or call me on my birthday?
It was a call.
Okay.
And before that, you had said something very insulting. Not like, you know, bad, not badly, hopefully.
I was not a fan.
You were not a fan. And so the call to you on your birthday was extraordinarily cringe, as the kids would say. Because she knew how you felt, but she still followed through.
No, I thought that I said, I don't want... Cyndi Lauper, something like I didn't want to interview her. I didn't care or something like that. And then, because that's the way you guys used to roll, you both worked overtime to get her to call me specifically to bust my balls. That's the way
I had nothing
down.
To do with the booking. As you know, I can't book guests. That was either a Broyhill or a Beth Ann thing.
Okay.
But I do think that there was on that side an urgency.
It was the Don and Mike show, though, right?
Yeah. Okay. There was an urgency to get her to talk to you. And
because I had dissed her on the show.
And she was familiar with what you had said. And she came on in that sort of hi, Mike.
Cyndi Lauper, what's the problem? What's your problem? And I just had to defend myself.
Yeah.
And that was the cringy fact. Well, cringy for me. Delightful entertainment for everybody else, but it was a weird moment.
In my mind, I sort of conflagrated it with the Tyra Banks gag.
And which one was that?
We had said that we had booked Tyra Banks, and we teased it, and she was going to be in studio.
And it was Shirley Hemphill?
We teased it for like 2 weeks, and we had listeners come in that won their chance to meet Tyra Banks.
And when she arrived,
it was, I believe, the late Shirley Hemphill.
Okay. Fantastic. That's
that was,
special.
Mike, as far as shock jockery goes, that was shocking.
How about that? April Fools, everybody. We have to take a break. Later on in the show, I always say... And usually it's not that big a deal, Florida wildlife update. But later in the show, we have a Florida wildlife update that I am seriously fascinated, afeared, and interested in that we'll be talking about on this show. But coming up, we get the roundtable next.
When it comes to ensuring your company has top-notch security practices, things can get complicated fast. Vanta automates compliance for ISO 27001, SOC 2, GDPR, and more, saving you time and money. With Vanta, you can streamline security reviews by automating questionnaires and demonstrating your security posture with a customer-facing trust center. Over 7,000 global companies like Atlassian, Flow Health, and Quora use Vanta to build trust and prove security in real time. Claim 10% off Vanta at vanta.com/go. That's VANTA.com/GO for 10% off Vanta.
Supper time, fun time.
You got to know when to hold them.
Oh, it's a Jim Amato promo.
Know when to fold them.
But all I want to do is play cards.
Just hey, can you stop that? We have to have a discussion about production of the show.
Okay.
Please to let me know when that's... Is it going to be every day at that same exact time?
And you have said in the past, if I had to do this, you would know.
Oh, and I missed that?
Yeah.
All right. Okay. All right.
But we can take the promo from the top if you want.
Let's take it from the top. Yes, go ahead, Josh.
Why don't you just add it to the prompter notes?
Ah,
when you submit the commercials, put it in there. That way we all know.
Yeah, I'll figure it out. It's my fault. Let's and now, ladies and gentlemen.
It's also really loud.
Yeah.
It is. All right. Can we run the promo now?
Or
do you want to do the spot and do the promo next time?
I was all ready for the spot. Yeah, but right, play the promo. Play the promo. Play the promo.
You got to know when to hold 'em. Know when to fold 'em.
But all I want to do is play cards.
Just a turn of the card.
Play with the queen of hearts.
Be the top card at your next poker night with a deck that shows your love of TMOS.
The very special Don't Get Happy Society special Mike O'Mara show. playing cards, ladies and gentlemen.
It's like going to the bad place in the comfort of your own home. Deal in and get yours now at TMOSstore.com.
It's a real set of cards.
It's a real set.
Summertime is fun time. can't get that segment back. Summertime, fun time, hot time, thirsty time. I'm holding it up right here, Liquid IV. Hot weather requires extraordinary hydration, ladies and gentlemen, and here it is. Liquid IV hydrates you with benefits like electrolytes, essential vitamins, clinically tested nutrients, with three times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink in a single stick. It's clear why Liquid IV is the number one powdered hydration brand in America. The secret is LIV HydroScience, the science-backed formula that's an optimized ratio of electrolytes, essential vitamins, and clinically tested nutrients to turn ordinary water into extraordinary hydration. I love it, love it, love it. It's a zero-sugar hydration solution with no artificial sweeteners, clinically tested to hydrate more than water alone. And I love it. Tear, pour, live more. You just reach in, get yourself one of the little packets.
Yeah, that's what it looks like. It goes into your bottle so easy because it's slender.
Tear the top off, and you are good to go. When you go to liquidiv.com and use the code TMOS at checkout, you'll get 20% off your first order. That's better hydration today using promo code TMOS at liquidiv.com. And I have to hold up my little red cup here because I've noticed something.
What's that?
There is a crack in my cup.
I assumed you had dozens of those. You have but one?
I have multiples, but when one of them is, see, you can see it maybe.
Yeah, you got to get rid of that guy.
It's terrible.
That's no good. Those cracks will spread. And before you know it, you've got a lab full of Liquid IV.
That's no fun at all. No. Welcome back to the show. Oh, you got to play the thing.
Yeah. Look at the Kraken sending a note of thanks to Jim Amato for the promo.
It was interesting. But anyway, let's get the show started here, please. I have lost my place in the soundboard.
We're doing the
lost.
Thing.
This technically best show ever.
I'm having
Henry
a blast.
Winkler.
Oh,
you're
going to
love it. This story is handpicked for Rob Spiewak. Henry Winkler and Tom Hanks are two of the nicest guys in Hollywood. But they don't have a problem with anyone. You never hear them in a celebrity feud, except with each other. Did you know that they have a beef? Are you aware of this?
No.
Have a beef going back more than 30 years, thanks to the 1989 comedy Turner and Hooch. Winkler was originally supposed to direct it, but he got fired, supposedly because of a run-in with Hanks. And this is the part of the story you will enjoy.
Okay,
go. Because I know how you feel. Years ago, Henry even said, "Let's just say I got along better with Hooch than I did with Turner." In a recent interview, Henry Winkler revealed what he thinks caused the whole thing, and it's not nice for Tom Hanks.
Okay.
They were scouting locations in a seaside town, Carmel by the Sea in Carmel,
sure.
California. A woman came running out of a store yelling, quote, "Henry, Fonz, oh my God." And Henry said to her, quote, "And of course you know Tom Hanks." And apparently that didn't sit well. According to Henry, that didn't sit well with Tom Hanks, and it offended him. If he said it like, "Oh, and of course you know Tom Hanks," I don't know how that would be offensive, though.
Well,
right?
It's in modern society, it would be polite, but in that situation, you're implying that you're more famous than him.
Well, if she recognizes Henry first.
Well,
anyway.
Yeah, but I mean, who's going to get excited to meet Tom Hanks? That's the Fonz. And also, this is, what, 1988? He's not the Tom
89.
Hanks now. He's Bachelor Party Tom Hanks.
He's Bachelor Party Tom Hanks. When Henry was fired 13 days into filming, the director of photography told Henry Winkler, quote, "I knew this was going to happen on that day in Carmel. It's not likely these guys are going to come to blows, though." Henry has said things are always cordial when they run into each other. But if it's the truth, it's that Tom Hanks's ego was bruised.
Huge. Yeah.
But that's according to Henry Winkler.
I still have my Fonzie poster, Mike.
You do?
I do. I was a big fan.
Where's it put up? Do you put it out
on
the wall?
No, it's rolled and stored.
Okay, very good.
And Mike, do you remember Also, do you remember the Karnak bit, Turner and Hooch?
No, I don't.
He said, Turner and Hooch. Turner and Hooch. And then he...
Turner and Hooch.
What is the least polite thing to do at a nudist colony?
I love Karnak. We miss you, Johnny. Cyndi Lauper, we were talking about
her.
She announced her farewell tour. It's called The Girls Just Want to Have Fun Farewell Tour, and it kicks off this October. She'll be joined by surprise special guests who will be announced later. Tickets go on sale Friday. Cyndi's documentary, Let the Canary Sing, hit Paramount Plus today. It's the story of her career as an artist and an activist.
Do you want to see a little clip from the trailer of the doc?
Oh, yeah, the documentary? Absolutely.
Yeah, it looks good.
Everyone always said, what will you do if you fail? And all of a sudden, we all heard it.
She had a wrestler in it, right, Tom?
Yeah, Lou Albano.
Yep.
We went to Catholic school.
She would mouth off, and she just wasn't going to take from people, period.
It really built up how stubborn I could be.
So I think it's, I mean, I think she's a great artist. I love her voice. And that first album is sensational. So.
I don't know what I was thinking back then. I think she's an iconic figure.
Yeah.
I do. And I just was maybe in a mood that day. I'm not sure. But then I paid for it. I paid for it with my soul, ladies and gentlemen.
About 62 minutes into the documentary is when they cover your interaction.
You know, you say that I demean you and I pick on you.
Don't. Sometimes.
And it might very well be true. But I do occasionally pick my news stories out. In this case, I've got now three in a row, all for Rob Spiewak.
I love it.
Josh Brolin has joined the all-star cast of the new Knives Out mystery movie that you love so bad.
I love those movies. I like the second one, too. The first one was sensational.
Is it Rian Johnson who is the director or the producer of this?
I think so. I think so.
He is furiously casting up Wake Up Dead Man. That's the name of the movie. Wake Up Dead Man, a Knives Out mystery, which, like other installments, being headlined by Daniel Craig. The Netflix feature is heading toward an early June production start in the UK. Already has a sizable list of suspects. And maybe a murder victim or two. Scandal alum Kerry Washington. Screen and stage veteran Glenn Close, Jeremy Renner, and Mila Kunis are some of the other notable cast members. So
our helpers say it's Rian Johnson, Mike.
Oh, real? Okay. Instead,
but those movies, I love the fact that they took, you know, the dark house, what they call a dark house comedy or a mystery, like a scary type mystery, and they invented a great detective. It's not a detective from the 30s. I think his name is Benoit.
Okay.
And to have him play a French character or
like the balls?
Yes, precisely. Okay. To have him play like a deep Southern character is fantastic. I love it.
Thank you. It's a good franchise, and I'm glad they're making another one, and they do a good job with it. Coca-Cola has been the clear leader in market share for decades. Pepsi has been the clear runner-up. There are a lot of people that get frustrated when they go to a restaurant that only serves Pepsi. But that is no longer the case. This is a major, major update in the world of soft drinks.
I got the press release last night.
Dr. Pepper has swooped in and taken the title as America's number two soft drink, the one that Rob drinks all the time.
There you go, right there. Be a Pepper.
Two reasons for this, the steady decline of Pepsi over the past 20 years and the increased popularity of Dr. Pepper, partially thanks to TikTok and Gen Z. What's old is new again. Back in 2004, Dr. Pepper was tied with Sprite in sixth place. In fact, in terms of market share, Sprite is also set to surpass Pepsi in the next few years. It's trending up. Dr. Pepper has released a lot of fun new flavors, but this ranking is just the regular versions of these drinks. I would imagine the regular versions mean regular and diet.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Not the overall company. Here's a fun fact.
Not diet, though. I think diet is separate. I think they.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'll have to do a deeper dive. Here's a fun fact. Dr. Pepper, one of the oldest soda brands, older than both Coca-Cola and Pepsi, invented in 1885 by Charles Alderton, a pharmacist and soda fountain operator. His syrup concoction combined 23 flavors, including cherry and vanilla, along with other fruits and spices.
That's why there's a 23 on the can. And don't forget, Mike, Dr. Pepper, 10, 2, and 4. Enjoy it three times a day.
I'm a pepper, you're a pepper, you're a pepper. That they don't use that one anymore.
No, but Mike, you have to remember that the attention I brought to Pepsi was my power.
Because I'm not one of your fans. A place in Chicago called Noon Whistle Brewing is serving a cicada-infused shot of a Chicago liquor called, man, it's got an umlaut over. Would that be Malort? If you put the umlaut over the yod, does that mean it has a sound?
Malort.
A wormwood liqueur, that's like absinthe, that's been compared to citrus-flavored gasoline. That's before you add a cicada. They dump a bunch of dead cicadas in the bottle, so they're infused with all that Malorty goodness. I'm probably butchering the name.
Who cares? It's gross no matter how you say it.
They pour you a shot and toss a cicada in the glass. They claim the natural flavor of the cicadas adds a lot, and then it's reminiscent of succulent lobster.
Okay. Ew. Now I'm going to boot.
The cicada shots sell for $5 each. For millions of Americans, finding cicadas isn't hard right now. You got any up there yet?
Thanks for the update, Channel 4. Great job.
It's coming true.
I called it a year ago. There'll be no cicadas.
All right, here you go.
Right, double brewed my ass.
Keep track of it.
Right.
And if you are right, and find an end date when they give up on it or the news story comes. When you get a news story that says, well, it seems the cicadas did
not materialize. They'll never do that. They just said they're coming. Now they're not talking. Mike, I have in the past week seen more stray cats than I have cicadas in my neighborhood.
So, be aware of that. Rob called it that there wouldn't be any cicadas, people. Finally today, if you are looking for a fun road trip this summer, a new attraction just opened in the small town of Williams, Arizona on Route 66. Most people who visit on their way to the Grand Canyon, it's about 60 miles south of it, but the Grand Canyon has some stiff competition now, literally. The world's largest poop museum just opened in downtown Williams, specifically frozen fossilized dinosaur poop. Not frozen, fossilized.
Yeah.
It's called for the fossilized feces is coprolite. Coprolite, not craprolite. They've got around 8,000 pieces in their collection, including the largest ever found. A 2-foot-long beauty that they think belonged to a T-Rex. T-Rex poop.
Yeah, you know what? T-Rexes can't wipe. They have the short arms.
T-Rexes can't wipe might be the title of the show. Just getting a picture in front of the museum is reason enough to stop because it's got the perfect name. The guy who opened it named it the Poozeum, P-O-O-Z-E-U-M.
That's good.
And the Poozeum in Williams, Arizona, a great place if you're just passing through. Get it, everybody? We'll take a break, and when we come back, Florida wildlife in the news, ladies and gentlemen.
Good.
Florida wildlife. This is super weird, but it's very, very real. We will be right back with more. You are listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa. And when we come back, we'll tell you about our show on Thursday as well. Just think of all the time and money your family invested to capture the stuff your family did. Family vacations, football games, birthdays, weddings. Recording a lifetime of memories was a commitment. Everybody's got to go to a play for a school right now. All you do is see the cameras up in the air. People record things. Well, they used to be big, bulky cameras. I remember when my daughter Catherine was born, the camera I used for that birth weighed 75 pounds.
Did not weigh 75 pounds, but it was huge.
And it cost money, thousands of dollars for camcorders. Tapes were expensive. Cameras required film back in the day and developing. Legacy Box exists to preserve your family's recorded moments. It's the simple and safe solution for digitizing all your memories. Go to legacybox.com/TMOS, and you can enjoy an exclusive offer just for our listeners. Legacy Box digitizes over 15 different types of analog media. So
Whatever you got, they've got you covered. One of my mom's favorite gifts was a video I did for her 80th birthday about her life. I love it. I cherish it. Now, thanks to Legacy Box, it'll live forever. You owe it to your family to safeguard your memories. Don't let your photos continue to fade. Become your family's hero and your family's trustee. Save them before it's too late. Buy a Legacy Box today. Visit them. LegacyBox.com/TMOS. Shop this exclusive offer. That's LegacyBox.com/TMOS. Welcome back to the show. We got Rob in Leesburg. We got me in Florida. We got Josh all the way up in the Great White Light into the Great White North in Toronto, Canada.
International, yeah. Mike. This is international showbiz right now.
All right. So this is I find this out from one of the guys at Happy Valley. He lays this on me. He said, do you hear about, we're talking about gators because they've had a gator warning down there. We are at the tail end, perhaps the middle to tail
get
end
it? Tail?
Of mating season down here in Florida. So the gators are on the move and they're
look
all
out
over
Carla.
The place. Okay. Jesus, stop it. Will you behave, please?
Okay, I will.
Please.
I promise.
And did you hear about he didn't call it what it is, but he called it a giant lizard. It is an Asian monitor lizard.
There oh, my that, God.
That is a 5-foot-wide cart path, and that is a
so he's
larger
about,
street.
He is about.
By the way, that's from another place. That's from another place.
No, this but is the Florida one.
That's the Florida one right there.
Look so he is 5 feet in length at least.
Look at the talons on that thing.
Jeez.
It is an Asian monitor lizard, and it was spotted, not down here, Northport, which is about 2 hours north of where we live down here. It is in the northern part of the state. Here's what happens. People buy these things as pets, and suddenly they decide to use them, and then they release them because they don't have any place for them, and they thrive in the tropical climate.
The
Josh,
old theory
you did
of,
some research on
the
this,
The old
didn't
theory
you?
Of flushing an alligator, a baby alligator, it becomes huge, right?
Or they just release it into the wild because they can't handle it and they don't want to kill it. That's what happens. So Northport is just south of Tampa, north of where we live, and there it was. And have you found anything interesting out about these lizards, Mr.
No,
Soroka?
I just saw the same story you saw.
Oh, it's incredible.
You know, they're just flooding all the news in Florida, scaring people with this lizard.
And Mike, I actually have a pop culture tip in here. Do you remember? Okay. I think we talked about it earlier this week. The movie The Freshman with Matthew Broderick and
Marlon
Brando.
That was what did they call him? Not a monitor, but
well, the monitor lizard played the big creature at the end. Spoiler alert, the whole movie builds up to a club that likes to eat endangered species.
And they are tasked with stealing one of these giant lizards.
Right, and that's
who portrayed it. There are two kinds of them. Something's called a monster, right? Or is it a Gila monster that's
Gila
the little
monster.
Poisonous one? So it's not that.
Yeah.
But there are two names for these creatures. But
chameleons change color.
This is the Asian monitor. I think there's also a Nile monitor. I think that they have those as well. They're giant lizards. I've seen them online where people feed them live rats, and it is not pretty. It is not pretty. It's not like my little snake over
That's
here.
That's not pretty at all either.
Well, it's less of
Mike,
a big deal.
You made me look at it. It's not pretty.
You'll be happy to know that Jake the Snake is now subsisting on a diet of predominantly frozen food. He has a defrosted.
Like
and there's
peas?
Not. frozen peas.
Good. Come here, Jake. I got some pearl onions from Birdseye. Pink. Our helpers have read. They say in the movie it's a Komodo dragon.
Komodo dragon, that's what it is. The Komodo dragon looks the same as maybe bigger. I'm not sure. I think they are bigger. So the Asian monitor lizard is a scary little creature.
What are you feeding him that's frozen? You got away from it.
The frozen dead small rats, and then I thaw them out. And
in
there
the
is
microwave?
No, you put them in warm water, and you let them sit
that's
in the warm
not
water for a
any
while.
Any better at all. Does he drink
it is
the
because
water?
I don't even, it's not even the strike and the wraparound now. I just leave him on the floor of the enclosure, the terrarium. Isn't that what it's called?
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
And in the terrarium, and then Jake gets around to it, whenever he gets around to it.
Josh, when I was at Mike's house a year ago, March, we did some errands one day. We needed to buy a shirt. We needed to buy some weights to keep the poles in place. And we went to the big pet store. And Mike said, "Give me a big, fat, active mouse." And they brought him one, and they boxed him up. It looked like a little, like you get it like Popeyes, like right. a box. And as we drove home, I was holding the box, and I could hear the scritchy and the scratchy and the squeak, squeak, squeak. And I said, "Okay, I don't have to watch him feed the mouse, right?" He said, "You're going to watch." I said, "I don't want to watch." And so we got there, and he
opened
the
box. It'll be fun. It's the circle of life.
It's not fun. It is the circle of life. So we get there, and Jake is in the corner of the terrarium, and he's like the size of a light bulb because he's all twisted up. And Mike puts the mouse into the terrarium, and I'm just thinking right now, this mouse has lived his whole life in captivity. Now he's in a box. Now he's in an area. He's probably, when he gets in that terrarium, the happiest moment of his life. And then Mike leaves, and in 2 seconds, the mouse is gone. And you were so excited that you made me watch it, and it was disgusting. Go on.
I
just always assume that Mike takes his dinner out to the garage and they eat together.
Mike also has to soak his dinner in water. Did you know that?
Yeah, I will. I will if I make any more driving mistakes. I think Carly's going to do that to me. So, look, I don't know. We have one particular species down here that is constantly in the news, and that's the Burmese python.
Right.
Giant, massive snakes that have exploded in population down here in Southwest Florida. Those are primarily in the Florida Everglades because the ecosystem is so good for them and there's so much prey for them that they thrive. They have hunts. They try to capture these things. They try to get these invasive species. You know, I don't know.
What does the monitor eat? Could you like put food out for it?
Like a trap?
Yeah.
I have no idea, but I know this. It's a reptile, and reptiles thrive down here. They really, really do. And I would think that if you put that reptile in a, you know, a South Central Florida is where
it is.
They're
headed your way.
It's on Northport's on the coast. It's Southern Florida, really.
Yeah, they're going to bone, and they're going to reproduce, and it's going to come your way.
They're going to bone, and if you're going to spew into this.
Because I'm thinking if they eat like rats, put one of your thawed-out rats on the front porch, but tie a string to it. And then
catch it. With a hook?
Yes!
With a hook in it, have that, right?
They seem to eat everything. They eat mammals, birds, reptiles, amphibians, fish, and eggs.
Oh, man.
Oh, poach some eggs.
Sunny side up. There you go, lizard man. All right, we got to take a break because we got a big mailbag. We have Rob's mailbag coming up next on the Mike O'Meara Show. I will update you as soon as I hear anything about the Asian monitor lizard, not to
Thank
be confused
you.
With the Komodo dragon.
No,
although
they
played them in the movies, which is very exciting. I think you'll like that, ladies
Who
and gentlemen.
Who had recorded it also.
Who had recorded it also. It took a lot of letter writing for the lizard. Hey, did you know that Americans pay about twice as much for their wine as the rest of the world? Why? Because laws dating back to Prohibition ensure the right of wholesalers to make big margins. Crazy stuff. Listen up. This podcast is sponsored by Naked Wines. They are a subscription service that seamlessly connects you to the finest independent winemakers on the planet. So you get a box of the market's best quality wines for a fraction of the price you'd normally pay in stores. Plus, you can pause or cancel at any time. Go to nakedwines.com/TMOS and click enter voucher in the top right when you get to the website. Then enter TMOS for both the code and password to get 6 bottles of wine for just $39.99 with shipping included. God, it's good wine. That's $100 off and less than $7 per bottle. Nakedwines.com. Yeah, you scared me there. nakedwines.com/TMOS and use the code and password TMOS to grab 6 bottles for just $39.99. nakedwines.com/TMOS code and password. TMOS, both of them, for $100 off your first six bottles. It's time for Rob's mailbag, everybody.
I was so excited, Mike, I forgot we gave it a new theme.
Final countdown.
Time for the mailbag. And remember, if you want to be a part of the show and send us some mail, use email and send it to me, Rob with two B's, rob@mikeomarashow.com. Questions, concerns, anything.
And that's
please
for
fill
everybody.
Up the mailbag. Everybody.
That's for everybody,
anybody.
Not just Rob. Yeah.
Yeah. So go ahead and send us some mail because we'd love to include you. This one comes from Eric Ford. It says, Dear Rob, this may seem to be an odd request, but it's quite sincere and would mean a lot if you played it for
Casey
me.
The Casey Kasem letter. That's funny. Says,
in all seriousness, this does not have to do with a goddamn dog dying. It has to do with music. I always enjoy the conversations that you and Mike have about music, and it fascinates me to learn about people's musical journey. Mm-hmm. I was curious to know what both you and Mike's earliest memory is regarding music, and if there is a specific song that you can remember when you were a child that turned you from a casual music fan to someone who needed music in their life and made you crave being a DJ. And for Mike, is there a song that really made you want to pick up the sticks and become a drummer? Okay. Thanks. The show is sounding great. Take care, Eric Ford.
You want to go first?
Yeah. There was
I got
always
a three-part answer here.
There were always, I'll keep it brief. There was always music in my house. Always. My mom would play music, would play it loud, loved it. Early memories for me is the Paul McCartney album Ram. She practically wore it out. But the song that made me want to be a DJ, I think it stands up as one of the most perfect DJ records of all times. Summer of 1985, The Power of Love by Huey Lewis and the News.
What a hit.
And I can remember where I was when I heard it. I can tell you where I was. I said, that's a great song. And it just, that was the summer for me. And I said, that's it. I want to be a radio guy. That's it.
I have a threefold musical memory set. The first is listening to my sister, who is seven years older than me, listening to her albums. So my musical influence was my sister's taste. And
that's lucky, though. I didn't have a sibling, so you were probably more plugged into cooler music.
And Kathy and I, oddly enough, have very, very similar taste in music, which you might find crazy because, frankly, when I look at her and I look at me, I really think there's still a chance that I was adopted. So I'm looking
Or she
at,
was.
Or she was, yeah. Based on my dad, I look like my father. The album that I remember, there were two or three, but the one artist who really made an impression on me was Elton John. And
really?
Specifically Honky Cat and Friends. Making friends for the world. So Friends was the ballady kind of thing. And then Honky Cat was just so catchy in the piano music. I really, really loved that. The next major, so those were the influences. The Beatles
I love
were
that
included
you cited
in that too.
Honky Cat because that's got a peculiar introduction for a song that builds into a full song, but it's really clever. I have to say that song is a clever song.
I just love that. One of the great memories of my life, something that has stayed with me to this day, almost a week doesn't go by that I think about this artist. My father came home from work with a vinyl album that he had picked up by going into a record store.
Yeah.
And it was Buddy Rich live at the Shea, and it was called Swingin' New Big Band by Buddy Rich. And he put it on the turntable. And this is probably about 5:30 in the afternoon. We stayed up till 11 o'clock at night listening to it. Over.
That's awesome.
And over. My dad, I guess, and I don't know how he was feeling at the time, but I assume he was excited that I was so excited. And Buddy Rich became one of my musical icons. I just worshipped him. I saw him 11 times in concert. Never have I seen anybody that much. Every time he was on The Tonight Show, any appearance, and I am still to this day finding other clips of Buddy Rich online because of the wonderful internet that gets you all that stuff. And it is the reason I became a drummer. I wanted to be cool like Buddy Rich. And Buddy Rich to me was one of the swinging coolest kind of guys and just had a swagger. Now, later on, I became aware of his real persona, which was he was kind of pricky and dickish. And I also molded my life after that. No, I really, I just, I it was really... Oh, God, did I love Buddy Rich. And the third thing I remember, and I reference it often, was in the mid-1970s, I went to the Connecticut School of Broadcasting because I wanted to be a DJ.
Right.
I listened to the DJs on the radio all the time. And I ended up putting together one of the final exams, as it were, that you had at CSB, as we like to call it, was right. an audition tape where you edited together an audition tape. And the songs that I still remember to this day on my audition tape are three of them that come to mind. One of them was Space Race by Billy Preston. The other one was Rock On by David Essex. This is my, and I don't know if I could find it. It probably doesn't exist anymore. My original audition tape. And I'm trying to think. There was one other Billy Preston song, I think. Nothing from Nothing. But it might not have been. It just was.
You know
out
what's
at the
so
time.
Cool is the songs you mentioned, and I remember we've gone through and
The Way We Were was also yes, that was my slow.
You've got
slow
three
song.
Distinct genres there. So you yeah. could see show off talking about songs of different but that's also how radio was back then.
Yeah,
you had to be able
variety,
to handle every genre. So
and talking up records was the thing, and that those are my three musical memories. Sorry to be so long winded,
no,
but
I
that was a
it.
Long answer.
I have a question for you. Do you think if your dad was still around? Would he be like you? Would he prowl the internet looking for music like you do, do you think?
No, I don't think he would. I don't think my mom, I can only base it on my mom before she passed away. And she just was not into, there are people that are of a certain age
yeah.
that I think still are averse to computers for some sad reason. But there are people that embrace it. Their lives are better. My dad would love the technology of sound, of television, of yeah. all that. He would have been into that. Internet, I have no idea how he would have reacted to it.
It's funny. It's funny to think about it. You know, mm-hmm. I got the impression that he liked gadgets.
He loved gadgets.
So
yeah.
he might like it. It would
he
be
might
cool
dig
to see it.
More than
yeah.
my mom did. Yeah,
yeah.
absolutely.
All right,
let's
close with this one. That was a great letter, by the way. Thank you so
yeah,
much.
Yeah, thank you very much. I love talking about it. It was great.
Hi, Mike and Rob. Do you feel the main purpose for a courtesy flush is to cover the embarrassing sounds or the embarrassing smells? Curious in New Jersey, Alan.
I think it is to cover the embarrassing smells. That's what I think
I
of
too.
As a courtesy
rep.
But I have certainly, to this day, first thing in the morning, I will run some water and flush before I release gas. you know, so I think a little bit of both, but primarily the courtesy flush, you just don't let something stew in.
Do, yeah. Disgusting. I agree with you. Have you ever tried to time a fart with like slamming a car door or anything like that?
I've tried to time them in various times where I don't anymore, where the, you know, the 20 plus year relationship is when I lie flat on my back when I go to bed.
Yeah,
seemingly,
you mentioned this.
The new diet has affected me in that particular way.
Is that at all a side effect listed for your shot?
No, I don't think so. I mean, there are stomach distress issues that you have to be aware of when you take those medicines, but not they haven't affected me that greatly.
Just the enlarged breasts.
Yeah, I mean, let me ask you a question. And by the way, it's not lost on me that we never got to the Josh Soroka continuing interview, which we
it'll
will do.
Happen. It'll
with
happen.
Josh, you know, you're in the still the newlywed phase, I would
yeah.
say.
Yeah. 2 years.
Do you release gas in front of your betrothed?
Not on purpose.
So you're still in that careful
yeah.
phase.
Well, but we also have a 10-year-old boy.
Okay.
So there's
plenty
to go around. And mm-hmm. I'll tell you, it did remind me of one thing I didn't share about the game yesterday.
All right.
Is I have never sat next to a guy that smelled so bad.
Really?
At this Blue Jays game.
B.O.?
B.O. In the seats in front of us.
That
big guy had.
To the point that the lady sitting next to him would run hand sanitizer all over her hands and then just cover her nose the entire time.
Oh, my God. That's severe?
No, severe enough that, yeah. Severe enough that my wife thought she was going to get sick from this guy.
And were you between her and the guy?
No.
She sat directly next to him?
No, behind.
Oh, behind him.
Man,
oh,
that's
even
bad
worse, I would
behind.
Imagine.
Oh,
and it was from the moment he arrived, and we just prayed for less movement.
Oh,
and
my
whenever
God.
He moved, at one point he got excited because he thought they were going to start up the wave.
Oh, and the, no.
And the lady sitting next to him visibly shouted out, oh, no, and covered her mouth.
Was he a man of larger carriage?
No. And he was with his dad. And he, oh. It was a 20-some-year-old guy with his dad, and his dad needs to teach him something.
And ladies, you know what I've learned? He's still single.
By the way, I have a 10-year-old boy. You know this is true, Josh, and Rob, you do too. Yeah. With 10-year-olds is when they start the deodorant has to become a way of life for these kids, especially when they're playing all day long.
Multiple times a day, yeah.
Yeah, sometimes with somebody that age, I've found that it is a laundry issue.
As well as
a body odor issue. The laundry, you know, just not taking care of that particular facet of life. That is not cool.
But this guy was over 25.
Really?
He needs to rearrange stuff. And Mike, you didn't ask, but if either Carrie or I fart, it's always the same. We just say, Linus.
Linus, the dog. You horrible dog there.
Oh, we got to close the mailbag.
There it is. Brought to you by the, do we know the band?
The La Plata High School Band.
We leave you with the song stylings of the La Plata High School. Is it a high school?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the public school music education system alive and kicking.
I think it's the La Plata Jazz Band. We can let this take us into spots if you like, Mike.
Absolutely. Fantastic. Yeah. Oh, bravo. Ladies and gentlemen, I ask you, look at me. Thanks to DermGlowSkin.com. I saw a driver's license from Virginia yesterday that was on my computer. Sometimes I am surprised by how much weight I have lost. I've lost over 80 pounds.
Amazing.
I feel fantastic, and now it's cheaper and easier than ever. We're talking lower prices and faster shipping. DermGlowSkin.com offers medical weight loss with semaglutide or tirzepatide delivered straight to your door. It's the real deal, and no insurance is needed. Get excited and feel like yourself again. Lose 15 to 20% of your weight from the comfort of your couch. Just go to DermGlowSkin.com, click the weight loss button, take the quiz, and qualify. Now, I've switched over to this company now, and I was speaking with a physician yesterday to continue what I call my last leg of my DermGlow, and then we're not sure about what the dosage will be
for
me.
Yeah, you move on to maintenance, right?
But I talked to a wonderful MD who gave me the quiz and answered. I answered all the questions, and I qualify. Real results, real fast, lower prices than ever. Stop the food noise and reclaim your true self. You take a quiz, you talk to a physician, and now ask about raising your testosterone and balancing your hormones. Reach out to Carla for any inquiries. She's dedicated to assisting you. DermGlowSkin.com with the lowest prices ever. Let's go!
Hello.
All righty, let's start with this. And by the way, I just want to say again, thank you to our mailbag folks. Send us mail, Rob, R-O-B-B, at MikeOmaraShow.com. Love to hear from you. It's a great way to interact. Now,
absolutely.
A lot of times older people will get on Facebook and bitch and moan and say, when I was a kid, we drank from a hose. I drank from a hose. I don't think it's any big deal. I'm not bragging on it. But here is a pretty good response video to people that have trouble with that. We start with a clip of a very, very, let me just say this. He looks like the kind of guy that would have trouble with someone who says they drink from a hose. And then the lady replies.
When y'all are saying that y'all used to drink from the hose, were sinks not an option?
For fuck's sake. Who's going to tell him? You want me to tell him? I'll tell him. We weren't allowed in the house. I don't know why that's so hard for people to understand. Our childhood was like one never-ending episode of that TV show Survivor, okay? We are indestructible. We've never sat in car seats. Nobody's ever given us swimming lessons. We've all been either shot with a BB gun or stabbed with a fucking jart.
Oh my God.
The television stations had to make a commercial reminding our parents that they had kids. I shit you not. Every night on the 10 p.m. news, a voice would come on and say, it's 10 p.m. Do you know where your children are? To remind our parents that they had fucking kids. So, no, sir, shirtless with the beanie. Sinks were not an option.
Beautiful.
I love it. I do.
I forget those things sometimes. It's 10 p.m. do you know where your children are?
Yeah. My dad always just yelled. He just said, no.
No.
I don't. Sorry. Do you remember the fellow from a couple days ago that was, he went to court on a Zoom call for a suspended license while he was driving?
And he was so awkward in the moment where he's on there with the judge saying, are you driving right now? Yeah. Does this saga continue a little bit?
It does, as a matter of fact. And we also get to see a little more footage from his trial and also chilling coverage from the news team.
You stationary? I'm pulling in right now at this second. Yes, I am.
Corey Harris was cited for driving while license suspended in Pittsfield Township back in October. He said it was suspended for unpaid child support.
What about this smoky voice?
Secretary of State records show his license was first suspended for child support back in 2010. But Harris told us he thought his license had been reinstated.
They were supposed to have been lifted it two years ago, but they didn't.
And according to the Saginaw County court records we found, Harris is right. In January 2022, a judge rescinded that suspension on his license.
That
but
he's
for
legal.
Some reason, that he information is. Never got to the Secretary of State, where even as of today, his license is still listed as suspended.
Computer
the same
error.
Records the judge was going by.
This is a driving while license suspended?
That is correct, Your Honor.
And he was just driving. Failure to turn himself in will result in a bench warrant with no bond.
And he says, oh, God.
It's very embarrassing. And with the type of ties that I have with the church and the community, it's very embarrassing.
I
now,
agree.
He's not embarrassed.
I'm on Team Corey with this.
He's not embarrassed that he has a past of avoiding child support so badly that they took his license away 14 years ago.
Yeah, that's true. Well, but you know, I find myself a little more concerned about the reporter with emphysema that's doing the
he didn't pay his child support. He's in trouble.
Now he ended up spending two nights in jail because of this.
Did he? I mean, after he drove during the court hearing?
Yeah.
Oh, that's not cool. Not cool at all. I feel for the guy.
Yeah,
really
Brenda Vaccaro mentioned that later in the news story.
And I think wasn't he driving his wife to like an emergency like hospital?
Yeah,
or
his thing was the only thing I was concerned about was getting my wife proper medical care.
Wow, so, and he's right, and he's not lying
about
that. Oh, see, Rob always sides with the man, Josh. Yeah.
You left out those key points that.
Nah, you know what? 2 days in jail isn't going to hurt anybody. I've done
it. Yeah. You know what? You wouldn't be doing that if Rob Spiewak, if he wasn't a minority person doing that. That's
what?
Why.
That's outrageous. Let's stop it. How dare you? One of these days I'll do that to you. I say this, support your children. I support mine.
No, it sounds like the guy got screwed. The guy got totally screwed.
But still the way he handled it. I'm pulling in
right now.
Right now.
if I was in a similar situation where I found out that, but wait a minute. If they rescinded the suspension,
right?
Would you not be able to go right down to DMV and get a new license?
I believe he did, but what happened is the secretary of, and they say secretary of
and
state, secretary
so
of
the
state.
He had what he thought was a valid license.
Yeah, but it was not, it was a computer error. Mike,
bastards.
I blame technology.
I'm on Team Corey again. As
thank God we don't live in Nevada, because if we did, we wouldn't be dealing with cicadas. We'd be dealing with Mormon crickets. And do you know how disgustingly problematic they are?
Well, they have multiple wives.
Authorities in Nevada are warning of dangerous driving conditions because swarms of giant bugs called Mormon crickets are leading to slick roads.
Yeah, so here's why cars run over those crickets. And then there's been recent rainfall that creates a so-called sludge on the roads, which has led to two crashes of semi-trucks, according to the Eureka County Sheriff's Office. No serious injuries, though.
Can you imagine having enough bugs that the roads become slick?
What's the Disney character that does cricket?
Jiminy Cricket?
Jiminy Cricket.
There you go. I forgot who did the
Well, it's Cliff Edwards.
Blank.
No, it's Cliff Edwards, but he doesn't do He doesn't do like...
Oh, it's the frog that does a, hello, my baby.
Yeah,
hello,
yeah, yeah. And I don't know who does that. But anyway, so watch out for cricket sludge. But Mike, although the D.C. area has been totally untouched by cicadas, we talked about this, despite the predictions of the double brood, nothing has happened. I still send my sympathies to the people of Tennessee. And Mike, this is our final tape. Thank God we're not in Tennessee.
Okay. We is under attack out here in Tennessee. We is out here fighting for our lives out here in Tennessee, baby. Because one thing about it, two things for sure, these cicadas have invaded and they taking the fuck over. Like how they said them aliens was coming. The cicadas have came the fuck out, and they're fucking people up like me, okay? It is time to rally the motherfucking troops. See a cicada, shoot a cicada. I'm talking about see a cicada, stop a cicada.
Mike, see a cicada, shoot a cicada.
I've never been aware of the cicadas, like, swarming on people.
Oh, Mike, you're safe because the Komodo dragons are eating them all.
And that's right. And that's what we got to call it. Not an Asian monitor. We call it a Komodo dragon.
Or just a dragon.
South Florida. Yes. Southwest Florida being invaded by dragons. Hey, Josh, enjoy the game tonight.
Yeah, man.
You're playing an Eastern division rival, too, so I hope the Orioles win. I can say that now when they're not playing the Red Sox. And we will be back with a brand-new episode tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen. Rob Spiewak, Josh Soroka, thank you all. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye, everybody.
Shoot a cicada.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
It's like these guys take pride in being ignorant.
Sabrina, don't just stare at it. Eat it.
Cotton nail bath tissue.
That's the kind of comedy we specialize in. Clean, unfunny humor.
You jack with me and you'll be gone before you know it.
What do I do?